what do you know about these enhanced interrogation methods that were improved and kind of reverse engineered by some psychologists?
Right.
And what do you know about kind of their effects on detainees, just to go to the people
profound.
Who abuse?
No, they're profound by any measure that you can imagine. I mean, first of all, techniques like waterboarding are things that anyone who's ever experienced it says there's absolutely no question. You think you're going to die. One of the Sears psychologists who was on PENS told me that he had been waterboarded, and he said that he thought he was going to die, but he said, you know what, it really wasn't so bad. He was unable to put himself in the shoes of a detainee, controlled by a hostile government, mm-hmm. held without habeas corpus, held without any recourse, held without any rights, and in a situation where they were all powerful and could do absolutely anything. I mean, a complete asymmetry of situation, and he was unable to, you know, basically to see that. But the evidence is really very powerful. It's been around at least since the 1960s and possibly mm-hmm. earlier, that combinations of loud noise, temperature extremes, stress positions, hoodings, long interrogations, threats against your family, humiliations, you know, religious or sexual or otherwise, and sleep deprivation, chronic sleep deprivation. And the way it's framed is interesting. Military people generally don't want to admit that they're doing sleep deprivation, so what they talk about are things where they'll get someone up early for their interrogation. So then I started asking, well, how many successive days do you get someone up early for their interrogation? And the answer was like, oh, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you know, you start to put these things together, and you realize that they're in an environment that is aimed at systematically dismantling people's defenses and their psychological functioning. Sleep deprivation alone can take people apart. Mm-hmm. But when you combine it with all of these other methods that I'm mentioning, the so-called torture-like methods, you know, some people have profound aversions to the noise. And I've talked with people who are not detainees, but who have worked in these environments, who've said that they personally could not imagine being subjected to these, you know, horrendous loud noises for any periods of time. They said it's a level of disorientation that basically degrades your self-regulation, your sense of self, your ability to control your thought process, and you literally start feeling like you're losing your mind.